Buddha, or Buddha Gautama, also known as Shakyamuni Buddha, was a great spiritual master from ancient India. Born as Prince Siddhartha Gautama in 5th century BC, he would have naturally inherited the vast wealth of a kingdom. However, the prince one day left the palace life in search of spiritual knowledge. After years of contemplative seeking, the Buddha attained enlightenment under the Bodhi tree. He then shared the merits of his practice by providing a method for other sentient beings to be freed from the cycle of death and rebirth. The rich treasury of Buddha's spiritual teachings on universal truths are studied and revered to this day for their deep wisdom and compassion. Today we would like to share with you the sage teachings of the Buddha, Chapter 1 of the Sutra of the Lotus of the Wonderful Dharma, also known as the Lotus Sutra. The Sutra of the Lotus of the Wonderful Dharma, or Lotus Sutra. Chapter 1, Introduction. This is what I heard. At one time the Buddha was in Rajagriha, staying on Mount Gridhrakuta. Accompanying him were a multitude of leading monks numbering 12,000 persons. All were arhats, or persons who have attained liberation from the cycle of birth and death, whose outflows had come to an end, who had no more earthly desires, who had attained what was to their advantage, and had put an end to the bonds of existence, and whose minds had achieved a state of freedom.
Their names were Ogyata Kondinya, Maha Kashyapa, Uruvirva Kashyapa, Gaya Kashyapa, Nadi Kashyapa, Sariputra, Great Moggallana, Mahakatyayana, Aniruddha, Kapina, Gayampati, Rivata, Plindyavatsya, Mahagostila, Nanda, Purna Maitriyani Putra, Sabuti, Ananda, and Rahula, all were like these great arhats who were well known to others. There were also 2,000 persons, some of whom were still learning, and some who had completed their learning.
There was the nun Maha Prajapati with her 6,000 followers, and there was Rahula's mother, the nun Yashodhara, with her followers. There were bodhisattvas, or spiritual practitioners, and mahasattvas, or great saints, 80,000 of them, none of them ever regressing in their search for Anuttara Samyak Sambodhi, or the highest perfection. All had gained dharanis, or retention of high levels of mindfulness and insight through spiritual practice. Delighted in preaching, were eloquent, and turned the wheel of the Dharma that knows no regression. They had made offerings to immeasurable hundreds and thousands of Buddhas. In the presence of various Buddhas, had planted numerous roots of virtue, had been constantly praised by the Buddhas, had trained themselves in compassion, were good at entering the Buddha wisdom, and had fully penetrated the great wisdom and reached the farther shore. Their fame had spread throughout immeasurable worlds, and they were able to save countless hundreds of thousands of living beings.
Their names were Bodhisattva Manjushri, Bodhisattva Perceiver of the World's Sounds, Bodhisattva Gainer of Great Authority, Bodhisattva Constant Exertion, Bodhisattva Never Resting, Bodhisattva Jeweled Palm, Bodhisattva Medicine King, Bodhisattva Brave Donor, Bodhisattva Jeweled Moon, Bodhisattva Moonlight, Bodhisattva Full Moon, Bodhisattva Great Strength, Bodhisattva Immeasurable Strength, Bodhisattva Transcending the Threefold World, Bodhisattva Bhadra Bala, Bodhisattva Maitreya, Bodhisattva Jeweled Accumulation, and Bodhisattva Guiding Leader. Bodhisattvas and Mahasattvas, such as these numbering 80,000, were in attendance.
At that time, Shakra Devanam Indra, with his followers, 20,000 sons of gods, also attended. There were also the sons of gods' rare moon, pervading fragrance, jeweled glow, and the four great heavenly kings, along with their followers, 10,000 sons of gods. Present were the sons of gods, Freedom and Great Freedom, and their followers, 30,000 sons of gods. Present were King Brahma, Lord of the Saha world, the great Brahma Shiking, and the great Brahma Light Bright, and their followers, 12,000 sons of gods.
There were 8 dragon kings, the dragon king Nanda, the dragon king Upananda, the dragon king Sagara, the dragon king Basuki, the dragon king Takshika, the dragon king Anavatapta, the dragon king Manaswin, the dragon king Utpalaka. Each with several hundreds of thousands of followers. There were 4 Kimnara, or celestial musician, half-human, half-bird kings. The Kimnara king, Great Dharma. The Kimnara king, upholding the Dharma, each with several hundreds of thousands of followers. There were 4 Gandhava, a race of demigods, kings. And Gandhava King Pleasant. The Gandhava King Pleasant sound. The Gandhava Beautiful sound. Each with several hundreds of thousands of followers.
There were 4 Asura, or lowest rank of deities or demigods, kings. The Asura king Balan, the Asura king Karaskanda, the Asura king Vimachitran, and the Asura king Rahu, each with several hundreds of thousands of followers. There were 4 Garuda, or beautiful wise bird creature that combines the features of gods and animals, kings. The Garuda king Great Majesty, the Garuda king Great Body, the Garuda king Great Fullness, and the Garuda king As One Wishes, each with several hundreds of thousands of followers. And there was King Ajatashatru, the son of Vaidehi, with several hundreds of thousands of followers. Each of these, after bowing in obeisance before the Buddha's feet, withdrew and took a seat to one side.
At that time, the world-honored one, surrounded by the 4 kinds of believers, received offerings and tokens of respect and was honored and praised. And for the sake of the bodhisattvas, he preached the Great Vehicle Sutra entitled Immeasurable Meanings, a Dharma or true teaching to instruct the bodhisattvas, one that is guarded and kept in mind by the Buddhas.
When the Buddha had finished preaching this sutra, he sat with his legs crossed in lotus position and entered into the samadhi of the place of immeasurable meanings, his body and mind never moving. At that time, heaven rained down mandarava flowers, great mandarava flowers, manjushaka flowers, and great manjushaka flowers, scattering them over the Buddha and over the great assembly, and everywhere the Buddha world quaked and trembled in 6 different ways.
At that time, the monks, nuns, laymen, laywomen, heavenly beings, dragons, yakshas, or nature spirits, gandhavas, or a race of demigods, asuras, lowest rank of deities or demigods, garudas, beautiful wise bird creature of Buddhist myth that combines the features of gods and animals, kimnaras, celestial musicians, half-human and half-bird, maharagas, or great serpents, human and non-human beings in the assembly, as well as the petty kings and wheel-turning sage kings. All those in the great assembly, having gained what they had never had before, were filled with joy, and, pressing their palms together, gazed at the Buddha with a single mind.
At that time, the Buddha emitted a ray of light from the tuft of white hair between his eyebrows, one of his characteristic features, lighting up 18,000 worlds in the eastern direction. There was no place that the light did not penetrate, reaching downward as far as the Vichi hell and upward to the Akanishta heaven.
From this world one could see the living beings in the 6 paths of existence in all of those other lands. One could likewise see the Buddhas present at that time in those other lands and could hear the sutra teachings which those Buddhas were expounding. At the same time, one could see the monks, nuns, laymen, and laywomen who had carried out religious practices and attained the way. One could also see the bodhisattvas and the mahasattvas who, through various causes and conditions and various types of faith and understanding, and in various forms and aspects, were carrying out the way of the bodhisattva. And one could also see the Buddhas who had entered parinirvana, the state into which one who has attained nirvana passes at death. Towers adorned with the 7 treasures were erected for the Buddha's relics.
At that time, the Bodhisattva Maitreya had this thought. Now the world-honored one has manifested these miraculous signs. But what is the cause of these auspicious portents? Now the Buddha, the world-honored one, has entered into samadhi. An unfathomable event such as this is seldom to be met with. Whom shall I question about this? Who can give me an answer?
And again he had this thought, This Manjushri, son of the Dharma king, had already personally attended and given offerings to immeasurable numbers of Buddhas in the past. Surely he must see these rare signs. I will now question him. At this time, the monks, nuns, laymen and laywomen, as well as the heavenly beings, dragons, spirits, and the others all have this thought. This beam of brightness from the Buddha, these signs of transcendental powers. Now whom shall we question about them?
At that time, Bodhisattva Maitreya wished to settle his doubts concerning the matter, and in addition he could see what was in the minds of the four kinds of believers, the monks, nuns, laymen, and laywomen, as well as the heavenly beings, dragons, spirits, and the others who made up the assembly. So he questioned Manjushri, saying, "What is the cause of these auspicious portents, these signs of transcendental powers, this emitting of a great beam of brightness that illumines the 18,000 lands in the eastern direction, so we can see all the adornments of the Buddha worlds there?" Then Bodhisattva Maitreya, wishing to state his meaning once more, asked the question in verse form.
Manjushri, why from the white tuft between the eyebrows of our leader and teacher does this great light shine all around? Why do Mandarava and Manjusaka flowers rain down and breezes scented with sandalwood delight the hearts of the assembly? Because of these, the earth is everywhere adorned and purified, and this world quakes and trembles in six different ways.
At this time, the four kinds of believers are all filled with joy and delight. They rejoice in body and mind, having gained what they never had before. The beam of brightness from between the eyebrows illumines the eastern direction, and 18,000 lands are all the color of gold. From the Avicii hell upward to the summit of being, throughout the various worlds, the living beings in the six paths, the realm to which their births and deaths are tending, their good and bad deeds, and the pleasing or ugly recompense they receive, all these can be seen from here.
We can also see Buddhas, those sage lords, lions, expounding and preaching sutras that are subtle, wonderful, and foremost. Their voices are clear and pure, issuing in soft and gentle sounds, as they teach bodhisattvas in numberless millions. Their Brahma sounds are profound and wonderful, making people delight in hearing them. Each in his own world preaches the correct Dharma, or true teaching, following various causes and conditions, and employing immeasurable similes, illuminating the Dharma of the Buddha, guiding living beings to enlightenment.
If a person should encounter troubles, loathing old age, sickness, and death, the Buddhas preach to him on Nirvana, or highest paradise, explaining how he may put an end to all troubles. If a person should have good fortune, having in the past made offerings to the Buddhas, determined to seek a superior Dharma, the Buddhas preach the way of the Pratyeka Buddha, or self-awakened Buddha. If there should be Buddha sons who carry out various religious practices, seeking to attain the unsurpassed wisdom, the Buddhas preach the way of purity.
Manjushri, I have been dwelling here, seeing and hearing in this manner many things numbering in the thousands of millions. Numerous as they are, I will now speak of them in brief. I see in these lands bodhisattvas numerous as Ganges sands, according with various causes and conditions, and seeking the way of the Buddha. Some of them give alms, gold, silver, coral, pearls, many jewels, seashell, agate, diamonds, and other rarities. Men and women servants, carriages, jeweled hand carriages, and palanquins, gladly presenting these donations.
Such gifts they give to the Buddha way, desiring to achieve the vehicle that is foremost in the threefold world and praised by the Buddhas. There are some bodhisattvas who give jeweled carriages drawn by teams of four, with railings and flowered canopies adorning their top and sides. Again, I see bodhisattvas who give their own flesh, hands, and feet, seeking the unsurpassed way. I also see bodhisattvas who happily give heads, eyes, bodies, and limbs in their search for the Buddha wisdom.
Manjushri, I see kings going to visit the place of the Buddha to ask him about the unsurpassed way. They put aside their happy lands, their palaces, their men and women attendants, shave their hair and beard, and don the clothes of the Dharma. Or I see bodhisattvas who become monks, living alone in quietude, delighting in chanting the sutras, Again, I see bodhisattvas bravely and vigorously exerting themselves, entering the deep mountains, their thoughts on the Buddha way.
And I see them removing themselves from desire, constantly dwelling in emptiness and stillness, advancing deep into the practice of meditation until they have gained the five transcendental powers. And I see bodhisattvas resting in meditation, palms pressed together, with 1,000, 10,000 verses praising the King of the doctrines. Again, I see bodhisattvas profound in wisdom, firm in purpose, who know how to question the Buddhas and accept and abide by all they hear. Join us again next Wednesday for part 2 of Buddhism's Sacred Scripture, the Sutra of the Lotus of the Wonderful Dharma, Chapter 1. We thank you for your company for today's episode of Between Master and Disciples here on Supreme Master Television. Planet Earth, our loving home, is up next after Noteworthy News. We wish you much love and kindness in the days ahead.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/BMD.